is with us, a leading health researcher and one of four claimants for an urgent hearing with the Waitangi Tribunal to repeal the Smoke-Free Act. Amohia has been a research director at Whakaore Research, has a lot of experience in Māori health and development, and also has looked at mental health issues right across fields of Māori health. It's great to have you with us. Amohia, tēnā koe, ko dai o tēnei.
Morena.
Morena, Amohia, firstly. Hats off to you for looking at the smoke-free push and the government's decision to rake more taxes from that sector. it caught many by surprise, actually, that it was prioritised in the way it has been, but you weren't going to take that lying down and thus have put a claim forward. The government's rejected the urgency of a hearing, and the bill to repeal the Smoke-Free Environments and Regulated Products Act is to be introduced to Parliament on the 8th of next month. What happens now to the hearing, Amohia?
As you can imagine, yeah, we were all aghast. I'm not even a tobacco control researcher, but this is a no-brainer that we need to urgently stop the repeal of this act. We are going to end up with more Māori dying, more non-Māori dying, 8,500 people in the next 20 years if we do not put an urgent stop to the repeal of this act. As you can imagine, now we are regrouping as Ōrōpū, and we will continue with our pursuit of a claim before the Waitangi Tribunal. It's incredibly important for all Māori, not just us. I know across the motu, Māori are mobilising. Our whānau can help us to mobilise by getting involved themselves, by speaking up, by being a voice. We are just one voice. Yeah, we are just, this has to stop. It can't go ahead.
It's a challenging environment too, because you've got this dismissive attitude from corners of the coalition that degrading the role of the Waitangi Tribunal, and also a reminder that it lacks teeth too, because it only has recommendatory powers. Tough turf to push your kaupapa through the tribunal in this political environment?
I think if we look around, everyone, all Māori, are having, we're all in tough turf. We all have to stand for our rangatiratanga, for our manamoto hake, on the issues that are important to us. And it includes this particular issue, but everything around the treaty, around te reo. We're getting pushback on every level. But for us, we continue to fight. We know that this is the best for the health and well-being of our people. So we have to continue on.
Tēnā koe.
Ake,
the struggle without end. Now tell me, when is the hearing what can we expect going forward here, Amohia?
We are yet to be advised of a hearing date. So at the moment what has happened, my understanding of the process, and I am a complete newbie to this, I am aware, you know, I've been involved in historical claims, but a contemporary claim is something new to me. But we have responded to the Crown's disdainful response to our claim, and now the tribunal will be considering all that evidence, and we assume that we will have our day in court, if you will. We will get the opportunity to speak to this issue in front of the tribunal.
It was seen, New Zealand's approach was seen as world-leading in many ways to try and eliminate tobacco from our communities. That's the long-term goal here. Can we still fulfil that moemoeā?
Well, interestingly, I know from my colleagues who are working in this field, the international gaze remains upon us. They have seen us as world-leading. We know that other countries who have followed us are still continuing with their strategies to get rid of nicotine from their countries. So I think, irrespective, we will continue to fight. We will continue to try and get nicotine out of this country for the health and the well-being of us all. It's an insidious drug, and we need to get rid of it out of Aotearoa.
Have there been some considerations from the group who have put this tono to the tribunal that if we can't get satisfaction through the legal processes in our own land that you might log offshore to international fora to try and whakamana your push to have these legislative moves reversed?
Well, you know, our team is comprised of Shane Bradbrook, Sue Taylor, Hone Haruera. They are consummate strategists. They are backed themselves by a wealth of knowledge and expertise. So there are international instruments that are available to us, and I'm sure as part of our strategy, if we have no joy here, we will be looking for other alternatives. But my message is that the government have to listen to this. This is an urgent claim before the tribunal, and it's a no-brainer. You have to do this, otherwise you are consigning more Māori to early death, illness, disease, heartbreak in the family.
Tēnā koe. Well, thank you, Amohia. I salute the mahi that you're doing, but I know it's not the only thing you're doing. So just while we've got the chance, you're a very prominent researcher into fields of health for Māori. What's the main project that you're working on through the year ahead?
Well, thank you for asking. It's interesting today. I'm actually at a health conference wrapping up our Healthier Lives National Science Challenge. We're coming to the end of 10 years of that, and we're talking today about, we will be talking in the next few days about our co-design report, how we can, as health researchers, work better with our communities. And in the year ahead, we will be continuing to work on our program grant, which is interestingly looking at systems change, how we can affect the system, how we can do that so that we can improve Māori health outcomes. And we've got a range of projects within that program. And if I get the opportunity, I'd love to come back, Dale, and speak more about those.
Tēnā koe. Is the disestablishment of Te Ako Whai Ora a huge step backwards from your read, Amohia?
Yes, of course it is. Interestingly, what we are hearing around the disestablishment, we feel, will take away our efforts and our progress that we've made so far to have a strong Māori voice within the health system. So it's, again, somewhat alarming. We are unsure exactly of the nature of that and how it's impacting communities, but we know that Iwi Māori Partnership Boards are doing amazing work. And just like COVID, we just need the government to trust our Māori communities, trust our Māori providers. They know what they're doing. They're down on the ground and they're doing it, and they need to be resourced adequately and just given their lead to run. They need that autonomy. So that's what we're striving for. That's what we're looking for.
Tēnā koe. You mentioned we. Can you just explain that?
Oh, we, our team.
Our
country, ourselves.
Oh, us.
We all, as
us.
Māori.
Oh, okay, right. We're a gang. We're all in it together. Good on you. I've got the drift of it now. Thank you, Amohia.
We as Māori.
Tēnā koe, sis. I thought it might have been we as your research team, but we as Māori.
As well.
That's very cool. Nice talking with you, Amohia. Let's call it all more regularly through the year. All the best with the mahi.
Thank you so much.
Tēnā koe tu hei. Thanks.
Hei
koneira. Dr. Amohia Bolton, neat to have her on the program.